Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Joining us on the line right now is Luke Rosiak, an investigative reporter with the Daily Caller News Foundation. They, by the way, they do some great investigative reporting over there. Luke, thanks so much for joining us. You have written some stories about a thing that happened on Capitol Hill with the firing of some IT specialists. I want you to sort of lay out the story starting from the very beginning. You had a situation where a number of Democrats were sharing some IT specialists, and they were making pretty good money because everybody was paying them a little bit, and it added up to a pretty good amount of money. And all of a sudden, these four people were fired. Give us the background on how this worked and what they got fired for, and then bring me the new development.
So on February 2nd, the Capitol Police informed the chief of staff for dozens of Democratic members of Congress that their IT guys were suspected in a security breach. They're suspected of stealing money, stealing equipment, and basically having an off-site server that was housing information with congressional office documents on it, unbeknownst to really anyone.
Yeah, well, now these were some pretty high-ranking Democrats, right?
That included Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It included members of the Intelligence Committee like Andre Carson. It included members of the Foreign Affairs and Homeland Security committees. So absolutely some sensitive people, some high-level Democrats, as well as just the sheer number of them, quite a few dozen. So the Capitol Police said that we're taking away these guys' access to the network, and they're under criminal investigation. Charges are pending. And they did leave it up to the members to fire them. They're individually employed by these various members. So they didn't name these guys. And the Daily Caller News Foundation has really led the way in finding out what really went on here. There's been pretty much silence all the way around. But what we found has been extremely disturbing. It started with a guy named Imran Awan. Now, he started back, 15 years ago on the Hill. And soon after he started, he put four relatives on the payroll, both of his brothers and his wife and his brother's wife. And they all started making $160,000 a year, which is more than the average IT guy makes.
Especially in their 20s.
It is, and that's not really where it stops, though. These guys had extremely suspicious finances. They're from Pakistan, and they were running, it turned out, a car dealership in Falls Church that was full-time. And one of the brothers, Abid, who worked for, Democrats like Emmanuel Cleaver and Tammy Duckworth as well, and Tim Ryan, Yvette Clark, a whole bunch of them, even though he was getting paid all this money to supposedly be their IT guy, he was actually full-time running a car dealership in Falls Church.
All right.
Now, this dealership racked up a lot of debts due to some really inexplicable finances. One of the employees there called it impossible to find out what was actually going on with the finances. So, long story short, this dealership winds up with $1 million in debt. And Abid, who's working on the Hill and has full access to the House network as an IT guy, has these crushing debts. So they go to this Iraqi guy, and his name is Dr. Ali Al-Attar, and they take a $100,000 loan. Ali Al-Attar is a Hezbollah associate, an Iranian guy who is a fugitive from the U.S.
Unbelievable.
This just gets better and better. Go ahead.
So you have these guys who are working for members of the Intelligence Committee who have full access to the House computer network. They're the IT guys. They can access anything. They can pull up your emails. They got the run of the place. and they are heavily indebted to a U.S. fugitive who's wanted by prosecutors currently, who fled the country to Iraq because he's wanted for Medicare, Medicaid fraud, tax charges, and he's now, you know, in Lebanon meeting with Hezbollah officials. So these guys owe him money. They can't pay it back monetarily. Eventually, one of the guys files bankruptcy, listing $1 million in debt. And they somehow come out of the bankruptcy, stiffing everyone else, but still owning like five houses between the brothers. They have all this money. Their finances are just totally weird. And, you know, these are not normal IT guys. This is a situation where their finances are extremely unusual. And on the surface,
and their associations are very unusual as well. That's the thing that's concerning. How much did they have access to secretive information or just politically sensitive information?
Hopefully, it was just politically sensitive. You know, the good thing is the Intelligence Committee is a SCIF, the secure area that's an isolated network. But as far as I understand, the rest of the Hill is pretty much shares the same computer network. So I think we can feel pretty safe that the Intelligence Committee documents themselves were safe, but this doesn't have to be include the most sensitive of the sensitive documents to be an extremely bad situation. I mean, I think they clearly had politically sensitive and probably documents pertaining to foreign affairs and homeland security as well.
Wow.
Was there no vetting of these guys?
I don't think there could have been because, I mean, they had bankruptcies, they had criminal records. One of the brothers was, you know, convicted of one crime days before he started on the Hill and then arrested again days after.
Oh, my God.
So there was no vetting.
There was no vetting. And you know, it's normally pretty hard to work on the Hill. Also, keep in mind that there was, right after this one guy, Imran, started, four relatives started. Abid Awan, yeah. Jamal Awan, his brothers, their wives. Natalia Sova and Hima Alvi, all these people. You don't have four people show up making $160,000 a year, all related, typically. And I think there's a good chance that those were ghost employees. So you have to ask the question, how did these congressional offices go about paying $160,000 to people that
you've got a
they
lot,
may have never seen?
You've got a lot of questions. It sounds like the Capitol Police have a lot of questions. And I want to thank you so much for bringing us up to speed on what is a very complex story, but one that is certainly raising a lot of eyebrows in this town right now.